There has definitely been a winter feel to the weather today. Temperatures are cold, and that brisk wind is making it feel even colder. And to kind of add to the seasonal effect, we've had a few snowflakes flying from time to time. It's going to remain cold tonight into the day tomorrow, though the wind will ease up quite a bit, so I don't think the wind will be as much of a player tonight into tomorrow, but it's still going to be on the chilly side. We'll see a little bit of a rebound on the thermometer by Sunday, though it's definitely not going to feel that warm. And then by next week, another shot of cold air is likely by the middle part of the week, and that means basically that we're looking at some chilly weather over the next several days. I don't see any big warm-ups in sight, at least over the next, say, 5 to 7 days. So coming up tonight, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly clear and quite cold for this time of year. Definitely, it'll have the feel of a winter night, kind of a December or January night, with lows dropping back into the teens to around 20 or so. The wind will still be a bit on the brisk side this evening, and then that wind will tend to lighten up as the night moves along. And for tomorrow, again, it's going to feel like wintertime. A chill for sure. Temperatures will only be in the 30s in most areas under a mix of clouds and sunshine. It'll be cold again tomorrow night with lows in the neighborhood of that 20-degree mark once again. And then by Sunday, we should be back up into the 40s, which is by no means a heat wave for this time of year. And there is the chance on Sunday for some scattered rain and snow showers. And there may be some more rain and snow showers around on Monday, and then there's the potential for some stormy weather Monday night into Tuesday, and it's following that storm, or kind of part of that storm, that we'll see another shot of cold air coming up for the middle part of next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and very cold for this time of year. Lows will be in the teens to around 20. The wind will ease up overnight. And then for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cold but not as windy as today, with highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a few snow showers, very cold, with winds diminishing, lows will be in the teens to around 20, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cold but not as windy as today, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and very cold, with diminishing wind, a low around 20. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cold but not as windy as today, with a high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and very cold, winds will diminish, lows will be in the teens to around 20, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cold but not as windy as today, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, highs in the 40s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain and snow showers, with highs in the 30s and 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.